The issue first came before the Planning Commission back in December out of concern over how many outbuildings island dwellers could construct and what they could be used for. An ordinance which would establish a private recreation cabin as a structure of 650 square feet for temporary occupancy by non-paying guests came before the Assembly in February, was voted down, brought back for reconsideration, and postponed until finally winning approval. The issue has been pulled back and forth between members of the public who feel that the definition is too invasive, too one-size-fits-all, and those who are concerned about growing commercial pressure on Sitka's residential islands. Island property owner Steph Steffen said he wanted to protect the privacy of his island property.
I believe that people that want to make commercial use or want to gain income from their properties, there's a process called the conditional use for doing that, and I hope that's the way it goes and that we can keep this recreational definition pretty clear and pretty understandable.
The ordinance is only a definition. The Assembly has yet to craft regulations that would establish how many cabins would be allowed on someone's island lot. Still, Assemblymember Reber Stein wanted to ratchet down the definition a little tighter and proposed an amendment prohibiting the cabin from being leased separately from the main house. Stein was concerned that a property owner might move into a cabin and rent out the main house and thereby increase density. He did not want a recreational cabin to create housing for multiple families like an apartment attached to a house in town.
A private recreational cabin is an accessory use. It's a use attached to the main dwelling. It's not that there are two dwellings.
Stein said that his amendment was a way to ensure that no one would be misled by the language of the ordinance. Jack Osment said he thought the amendment was infringing on the right of an owner to rent out his property. Planning Director Wells Williams said that the proposed definition did not interfere with that right.
You can still have a rental. You can still have a short-term rental. That's a permitted use on islands. But if you're going to do it, then you go ahead and you're going to go in and you're going to rent that piece of ground for that's going to have the main house and the private recreational cabin. And that what Reber is proposing to do simply eliminates the potential, which I think is fairly minor, but it is a concern out there that someone's going to rent out the main house and live in the cabin, and that you're going to end up with two different uses on the property when the intent of this very simple ordinance is simply to say that you're going to have a private recreational cabin. It's going to be small.
But Osment envisioned a property owner coming to town for the summer, for example, to live in the cabin while his main house was rented out. He didn't care who occupied the cabin as long as it was intermittent and they didn't pay. Osment thought Stein's amendment was excessive.
Temporary occupancy, non-paying guests. I mean, why do we need to say again that can't be rented or leased? We've already said you can't have non-paying guests. I really don't see the need for it.
Phyllis Hackett disagreed and sided with Stein on the amendment, saying that she did see the need for it if it protected low density on the islands, which was consistent with the Sitka Comprehensive Plan. Ultimately, the Assembly split on the amendment prohibiting the separate lease of a cabin and a house, with Mayor McAdams joining Hackett and Stein in favor, and Osment, Nancy Kavanaugh, and Cheryl Westover opposed. In her deliberations, Westover remarked to Planning Director Wells Williams, "I think all this is going to be hard to regulate." Williams responded, "We've been upfront about that." The main motion passed 5-1 with Westover opposed. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.